We're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to the seventh chapter. This is the work the Chafetz Chaim wrote about the importance of telling the truth. In this chapter, the Chafetz Chaim will expand about what great wages are waiting for a person who's going to behave in a whole, honest way. Those who hold on to that trait of being truthful. After we've spoken in the previous chapters, how weighty is the prohibition of being deceitful, and the gravity of the punishment for being deceitful. Now let's conclude, how much great wages are waiting for a person who is going to be whole and honest. He wants to quote here from the work Ma'alat HaMidot. Here's what he says. Come, I'll teach you Ma'alat HaTmimut. How great is a person who is whole. De'ubanai, I want you to know, my sons, ki ma'alat ha'tmimut hi ma'ala gdola v'ikara. That great level of being whole is great and precious. Shekol mi sholech b'tmimut, whoever goes in a wholesome fashion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bocher bo u'v'sheruto. God chooses him and chooses his service. Ke'inyan she'ne'emar, as the verse says in Psalms, Holech b'derech tamim hu yisharetini. God says, he who goes in a path that's whole, he will serve me. We find that Moshe, our teacher, he too commanded us over being whole. Kinyan she'ne'emar, as the verse says towards the end of the Torah, Tamim tiye im Hashem Elokecha, be whole with Hashem your God. Gdola imalat atmimut. This level is so great. Shekol mi sholech bitmimut lev bechol drachav. Whoever goes with a whole heart in everything he does, he doesn't try to figure out ways of beating the system. Let me see how I can sell this car that has an oil leak without the guy catching on that it has an oil leak. You know what it's like to sell a car and tell the other party, I wanted to tell you what's wrong with this car. Let me tell you what's right, let me tell you what's wrong, and you'll make an honest decision. At first it seems like it's very demanding. But when you get used to it, and I'm telling you as someone who has sold a car this way, more than one car this way, there's a wholeness which gives you a certain pleasantness in life, because you don't have to beat the system. And when someone comes to you and says, you know, you sold me this and you didn't tell me about A, B, or C, you can honestly tell the person, look, if I knew about it, I told you about it, because I know I would not have sold it to you without telling you. I'll give you an example. Today we're in Kochav Yaakov. You guys all saw that last Shabbos, right? 3 years ago now, a little over 3 years ago, 3 years ago and 2 months ago, the community needed a new rabbi. So someone submitted our name. It wasn't really, I didn't think we would consider moving to Kochav Yaakov. And I knew that on such short notice, we weren't moving the family. So it boiled down to two people who were in the running. And then they had a vote in the shul. And I asked them at the vote that they have to have people at the voting booths making sure that every person who voted knew that I was the candidate who would not be moving to the yeshuv right away. I can't guarantee I'll ever move. It'll be a trial period. On that condition, they could put me in the running. So I said, you have to be honest with the people. The other candidate is willing to move over there now. I'm not. My family is older than his. I'm a little older than him. I can't switch the children's education on such short notice. I can't move. I already signed the contract for next year's rent. I can't do it. There's no way I could move on a year's notice. It was actually 2.5 months' notice. And I told the people who were in charge of the vote, you have to have someone there at the booth. Before anyone casts their vote, they have to know. You have one candidate that's going to move here in 2 months. You have one candidate that won't move for another year. Now, you could say, what are you doing shooting yourself in the foot for? You could just put a little sign that says it, right? You did your obligation. There's a sign. No. If I believe that God is going to run things the right course, so then I have no reason to try and be deceitful. I'm not going to benefit anything by it. What's right is what's going to play itself out. If what's right is that he should be their rabbi, fine, I bless him and let him succeed. If what's right is that I should be there, fine. So there's no reason to be deceitful. But it's tempting. When you're standing there and you know you might be losing it over this, so then it's tempting to try and play a game with the system. You know, I told the board, do I have to tell every member of the community? You can really tell yourself, there's nothing wrong if I just play this, you know, I'm within the confines of honesty, but why? Why am I trying to beat the system? That's where the Chafetz Chaim says we have to try and strive, every one of us, in every challenge we face, to work with tmimut, with complete honesty. So you bought a garment, and you bring it back to the store, and you know you brought it on sale. It was buy two, get one free. Now the sale is over. You bring it back to exchange it. And you're tempted not to say anything. I want to exchange it for something of equal value. Is that fair? What would be so terrible if you went to the manager and said, look, I want to exchange this, but I also want to be honest. When I bought it, there was a sale. I bought two, I got one free. Now I'd like to exchange it. There is no sale. What will you exchange it for me? What's an equivalent value? And when you lead your life that way, then life becomes a life of tmimut, a life of wholeness. I'm not looking over my shoulder because I'm not worried people will catch me. And I can be at peace with what I've done because I don't have what to be embarrassed about. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Tamim tiyeim Hashem Elokecha. If I can be whole with Hashem, with the idea that He's running the world, then I can lead a life that reflects that. We're not talking about being stupid here. We're talking about being honest. Shekol mi sholech b'tmimut lev b'chol drachav zochev yoshev b'mchitzato shel makom. When a person can act in this wholeness in everything he does, then he merits to sit in God's presence. Kinyan shnemar, the verse says, Hashem yagur b'olecha, Hashem who merits to be in your tent, holech tamim, a person who goes in a whole manner. Po'el tzedek, a person who acts in righteousness. He's never lied. He's never spoken badly about other people. Those are the characteristics that all come together. They fuse together when we try to lead a whole life. V'chen matzin b'Yaakov Avinu. We find the same is true with Jacob, our forefather. Shnagatz mob midat tmimut. He behaved in this manner, as the verse says, V'Yaakov ishtam. Yaakov was a man of wholeness. Now, if you guys aren't jumping out of your seats, you're half asleep. Because if there's one person in Tanakh who does not seem to have acted in this manner, it's Yaakov. Yeah. He takes the blessings from his brother. He's making the sticks. He's playing games with Lavan. He's certainly, this example that he's giving us about Yaakov Avinu deserves a lot of discussion.
Yaakov did get deceived by Lavan quite a bit.
So you're answering it, okay? You're saying you know the answers already. That's why you're not bothered. Fine. I'm saying the questions have to bother us. There are answers to the questions, but I'm saying he gave an example that's not an obvious example. V'chen David alav shalom shibach holchim betmimut. We find that David also praised those who behave in this trait of wholeness. As the verse says, Ashrei temimei darech. The longest chapter in Psalms, 119, it's a chapter which has 8 verses for every letter of the alphabet, begins with Ashrei temimei darech. Praised are those whose path is tamim, whole. Umau hatemimut, says the Chafetz Chaim. How do we define this wholeness? Sheidaber adam dvarav belo ramaut. A person should speak without deceit. Honesty. It's easier said than done. Excuse the pun. It's easier said than done. But the truth is, it's something to strive for. As in all habits of speech, if we want to develop it, we have to begin by correcting ourselves. We say something and then we say, I'm sorry, I was inaccurate in what I said. There weren't 1 million people. There weren't 30 people. There were 20 people. I didn't tell you 15 times. I told you 13 times. It sounds funny. But if we get into the habit of being accurate in the way we speak, we begin by correcting ourselves. Eventually, we'll be able to catch ourselves mid-sentence. And finally, we'll get into the habit of saying it right. Umaso umatano belo hamaut. A person's transactions are without deceit. Ufiv velibo shavin. And his mouth and heart are equal. That's a very high level. It's great to see you. Have a great day. I couldn't care less if you drop dead or you keep living. What do you mean have a great... So there's that involves developing the heart, that involves developing the mouth. I got a phone call Matzei Shabbos. A young lady calls up and says she's come of age, she's 18 years old, and she wants to know when people call her for shiduchim, how is she supposed to describe a person? So I told her, number one, you have to be enthusiastic. You want to give a description that will cause the other party to be interested in dating your friend. So when they call you and ask you about your friend, you have to be enthusiastic. Number two, you have to tell the truth. Now what happens if your friend is a dunce? They're not so intelligent. Okay, so then you got to praise the other aspects of who she is. What are you going to say? She's got a heart of gold. She's always there for other people. You can rely on her. Find the areas in life that you can truthfully speak her praises enthusiastically. You'll tell me she's not a kind person. Is she an organized person? Yeah, she's uptight. Okay, but you could speak about the fact that she's organized. She's reliable. She's always taking care of things. Her things are always in order. Find the positive. Telling the truth, pivili boshavim. You could tell the truth and be there with your heart. You have to be smart. You got to think about it. You got to think how to praise someone, how to say something and mean it. But part of being tamim is that we're not trying to deceive. At the same time, we do try to be positive. Sometimes it's difficult. I told you guys the story about that obnoxious guy who used to call me and yell at me and my wife. Never met him in my life. In a nutshell, there was a guy who called up one day. A friend of mine did me the favor of giving him my number. I don't know. I know which friend gave him my number. A guy suddenly calls up on the phone. Hi, Nati, I need to talk to you. Wait a second, my name's Netanel. Okay, Nati, I need 5 minutes of your time. Who are you? I'm a pilot in the Air Force. And I want to get married, so I need you to set me up with girls. And the guy is so obnoxious, like he calls 2 days later and my wife says, I can't come to the phone. He starts yelling at her, what does that mean, he can't come to the phone? Now, how do you set this guy up, right? When you get a girl that describes what she's looking for and it matches, she's not interested in midot, right? You wait for this girl. After 2 years, a girl calls up and tells you what she's looking for, and eventually you're trying to see, does she care about a person's characteristic traits? Does she care what type of guy he is? And she keeps indicating, no, that's not what's important to her. She wants a guy who's going to know what he wants from life, and he's accomplished, and all kinds of wonderful things that have nothing to do with the guy's midot, what kind of human being he is. So you hesitate and you tell yourself, look, he doesn't hide who he is. After one date, she'll know. She might hate me, but this is her description. So this is the girl that matches for him. What can I do? So I tell her, I have a guy. I don't know him personally. I never met him, but he called me. You have to look into him. You got to call his references. But on paper, he does seem very similar to what you're looking for. And I tell her the guy's name, and she says, oh, sure, I dated him. He's the one who gave me your number. And you're right. He's exactly what I'm looking for. But we broke up. It didn't work out. Okay. So you look at that and you say, huh? Okay. Some people, that's what they want. But you know what? You got to be honest.
What was that one described her as having a nice dog. Who's the best thing that
you could say? Okay. So, if a person speaks one way but feels another way, that's not tam. That's a sycophant. That's someone who's deceitful. The verse says, people who plot evil, they're deceitful in their heart. And when a person tries to act in a wholesome manner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misayo B'Maasei Avodato, he has special assistance from above in his service of Hashem, U'Matmim Drachav, and Hashem helps him get it right. Kinyan Shnemal, the verse says, Im Chasitit Chasad, God reflects our behavior. If a person tries to be tamim, then Hashem is with him, mitamam, helps him get to wholeness. V'chen amu chazal, our sages taught us, abaliteher misayin oto, that whenever we try to do what's right, we should know that in heaven there's a rule. If you try to purify yourself, in heaven they'll give you support. You take the first step, in heaven they help you take the next steps. It's true, the first step might be very hard. It doesn't mean there won't be challenges along the way. But it does mean that there's a special assistance from above. Habali taher, when someone tries to do what's right, so in heaven they try to help them too. So this is the first part of this chapter about the importance of being a wholesome person, a person who's honest. And from there, the Chafetz Chaim described how this is a trait which Moshe praised, King David praised, and wholesomeness is the idea of being honest and not deceitful. Our emotions match our speech, and from this a person will get a special heavenly assistance. When he tries to be so whole, God will help him attain that wholeness as well.